Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 4:10 this afternoon. And we're going to get started with some of your top stories in the news. So getting started here with the with President Biden. He was in Poland today after he went and did his surprise visit to Ukraine. And talked about how there's no sweeter word than freedom is the message that he was presenting in Poland. In fact, we have some stories about that coming up here a little bit next hour. Then other top stories in the news right here. The Supreme Court is looking at the internet. There's two Supreme Court cases that they're looking to review. And according to analysts, depending on how they go with this, this could completely change the internet as we know it. So, all right, very surprising right there. And then we've got, so actually at the beginning of next hour, I'm going to break down five things you need to know about the Supreme Court cases that could change the internet, depending on how it goes. Ukraine war update in northern Ukraine. It's a bit of a different type of war game. They're not having boots on the ground type of fighting as much up there. And then Vladimir Putin delivers a nuclear warning to the West over Ukraine. In fact, what he's done is he has canceled the final, basically the last major nuclear arms agreement. He basically just, it's done. He's saying he's not going to follow that. So that is definitely, suspending the nuclear arms treaty with the United States has created more tension, I guess you'd say, towards any kind of future nuclear problems. I don't know. I don't know if that will change if there's a different administration. I don't know if that will change if there's different, if just simply something down the road could happen that will change things. But either way, at least for now, not good stuff. All right, continuing on here. Now, U.S. and Taiwan are beginning to work together. Now, we mentioned a while ago that there were some military exercises going on with Taiwan and the United States. And so apparently now Taiwan is bolstering military exchanges with the United States. And the White House, I think this is always fun. I got this from the Financial Times. The White House is to hold secret talks with Taiwan officials in Washington. Not that secret if you and I know about it. We're in Pensacola, and we know about it. So I don't know if it's that secret. Holding secret talks. Okay. And, of course, the Taiwan situation, just a reminder, is in reference to the tension building up with China as that is going on. Speaking of tension, DeSantis-Trump rivalry heating up just a bit. And you're starting to get opponent, or I say Trump allies hitting against Governor DeSantis more and more. We've brought that up quite a few times. But one of the things particularly, Trump came out today and said that Florida was okay before DeSantis, and basically making it sound like DeSantis has basically ruined Florida is what it makes it sound. So Walmart has posted strong sales numbers, and you know, the outlook, though, so even though they had strong sales numbers, it was one of those situations that we always talk about where they're like, okay, it was strong sales numbers, but it was lower than expected. They were expecting it to be higher, and so stock market dropped on that one. Home Depot, same thing. Stock market dropped on that one. Meta stock rose just a little bit. I guess investors like the subscription idea for the blue check mark, or the blue badge in that case. So that's helped right there. But in the meantime, the stock market in general has dropped 700 points today. I got a couple more stories for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout Pensacola. We are seeing some slow-moving traffic on Mobile Highway. This is going to be at Bellevue Avenue in the southbound direction, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. And on Lillian Highway, we do have some paving getting done. This is going to be Lillian Highway right near 98. This is where Lillian Highway turns into Dog Track Road, so expect some slowdowns there throughout this afternoon. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Baby formula recall. 145,000 cans of Enfamil infant formula have been recalled over a bacteria risk. So we're just really rebounding from the formula shortage that we had, just now really rebounding from it, and now all of a sudden we're going to be getting, you know, we've got a recall of 145,000 cans. I know 145,000 cans isn't a lot, percentage wise, but still, it feels like it would be it's just when we just came off of a shortage. It's a little bit alarming, I guess is the best way to put it. So if you'd like to weigh in, by the way, you can call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Then let's see here. There's I saw something else here. Dow's losing 700 points. And, President Trump says that everybody running for El Presidente should have a mental fitness test, a mental a mental capacity test. So, that was pretty strong, because some people, when he was president, if you remember, Democrats and mainstream media were often calling for him to have mental fitness tests, and he would do them, and his cognitive test, and they would release the results. And so I think it's interesting, because there has been questions about his, mental capacity in the past. But that just shows how confident he is that he's okay compared to Biden. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I got a text here. We need to stop screwing around. Ukraine is 8,000 miles across the world. None of our business. It was none of our business before all this ends up being World War III, which I'm pretty sure. Which I'm sure plenty of the military-industrial complex would love that to happen. Possibly even plenty of our government officials and representatives. Yeah. Here's the thing, as far as the people. I was actually talking about this with somebody yesterday after the show. I think for many Americans, we're just completely war fatigued. I think much of America is completely war fatigued. If what's going on in Ukraine and Russia happened 10 years ago, I think there would be a lot more support, actually, from both Democrats and Republicans to maybe even put boots on the ground to kick Putin out of the country. But even if there wasn't support for that, there would be a lot more empathy or sympathy for what they're going through. But it's amazing to me how many people I talk to who are just kind of like, oh, Ukraine? Okay, yeah. And it's like, well, there might be people dying and stuff. And they're like, oh, okay. To have that kind of attitude is war fatigue. The Afghanistan thing, the war on terror, it's just lasted too long to where Americans are just done. They're just like, no, forget it, which is one of my concerns that came up today, too. I was going to bring this up next hour. I'll just bring it up right now. Just mention it. Poland asked Biden today when he was in Poland. They asked him if he would set up a U.S. base in Poland. And I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And so I want to talk about that next hour. But if you want to share your thoughts, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So join the Independence for the Blind's annual eyeball, March 11th, 6 o'clock, in the ballroom at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help us provide programming for their clients and to reach maximum independence in their lives. So get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. Verdeonline.com. We'll be giving away a pair of tickets later this hour for Verdi Requiem. This is the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's presentation. They're going to be joined by 120 voices from the Hattiesburg Choral Union. So we'll be giving away a pair of tickets for that coming up here a little bit later as well. Coming up next, though, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Got a few comments pertaining to Poland. So we've got one, because I was saying that the Polish Prime Minister said we want permanent U.S. military bases. That's what he told President Biden. And as Biden was visiting Poland, he didn't tell Biden that, but he said that as Biden was visiting Poland. And got a text here, says Poland has wanted a base there for decades. Another one says, as far as Poland, don't we already have a missile defense battery built and located in Poland? If I'm not mistaken, it was against or in violation of a treaty. Said we couldn't do it, but we did it anyway. So what they're talking about is building a base. Yeah, and then we got another text here says, we're already in Poland. But yes, so we are in Poland, but as the previous texter explained, it's not a permanent base. And that's what they're wanting, is he's wanting a permanent base. And by the way, I didn't even finish that sentence. He's wanting 11,000 troops to be stationed there. Like an additional 11,000 troops. Not based on how many we have for this missile defense thing. So we'll talk about that more next hour. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's hit it.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The governor of Ohio and the man in charge of the EPA are drinking the water in East Palestine, Ohio. Republican Governor Mike DeWine and EPA Administrator Michael Reagan literally going door to door in the village trying to convince residents the air and water were safe. And action speaking louder than words, Bobby, so they're drinking the water themselves. $100 million wrongful death lawsuit being filed some 58 years after the assassination of Malcolm X. Attorney Ben Crump said the civil rights leader's family is suing the city of New York, the state, the FBI, and CIA. Malcolm X was fatally shot while speaking at the Audubon Ballroom in the Washington Heights neighborhood of Manhattan. A new bill in Florida seeks to make it illegal for a dog to sit in a driver's lap or stick their head out the window of a moving vehicle. It also, in addition to providing detailed restrictions on how dogs may be transported, it seeks to ban the declawing of cats and animal testing. Should it pass, the bill would go into effect in October. And the viral video appearing to have consequences for one teacher in Florida's Duval County may remember this, where Mandarin Middle School substitute teacher Brian Covey posted a video online last month showing empty bookshelves in the school's library, got millions of views, but the district says it was a misrepresentation, violated their social media and cell phone policies, and he has been fired, Bobby.
Yeah, that actually came up late last week, where a reporter had actually brought that up to DeSantis
right
during a thing, and he was like, that's already been shown that they'd actually, the books were already removed off the shelves. They just haven't put them back for the start of the school year. It wasn't that they removed the books because of content. They just removed them for cleaning and for other things. But it was the spin that others were putting on it, including this reporter who was not informed. So, not surprised to see that person fired for that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect slow-moving traffic on the bridge due to construction. Mobile Highway southbound near Bellevue Avenue. Expect some delays as well. And Lillian Highway, that's going to be in both directions close to 98. Expect some slow-moving traffic on Lillian and 98. This is where Lillian Highway turns into Dog Track Road. Also, throughout Orange Beach, we do have an accident if you are headed in that direction. Scene of the accident is going to be off of Marina Road, but it is backing up on to Alabama Coastal Connection. So it is real backed up in the beach area of Orange Beach, so just keep that in mind. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. With all new 2023 Outback now in stock, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next, I've got this story pertaining to Nikki Haley running. So, of course, she's going up against Donald Trump in the Republican ticket now. We've already had Don Lemon and some others attacking her based on her age. We've got a new one that MSNBC has introduced. And so I want to bring up what the latest insult is, but also, like, why? Why would these be coming out against Nikki Haley? That's coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 on MSNBC. You end up having a guest on there, Mehdi Hasan, who was talking about Nikki Haley and how she wants to have mental competency tests for anybody over the age of 75 in Congress. And he says Nikki Haley is the alpha Karen with brown skin. She's the alpha Karen with brown skin. And for white supremacists and racists, she's the perfect Manchurian candidate. What? Yeah. But why? Why these attacks? Because it's not really, like, when you look at her policies and stuff, this is what I've realized. For many of these individuals, no matter what she does, no matter what she says, they're not going to trust her because she's Republican. Pence Cole right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, before we get started with top three stories and then your sports hit and all that, let me tell you a couple of things going on here. So let's start off with a Leap for Change project. That's two class projects that are going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the project and to donate, go to newsradio923.com. But also, I got a pair of tickets to give away here. If you want to go see Pensacola's Verdi Requiem, Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Verdi Requiem. It's this Friday at 7:30 at the Sanger Theater. Peter Rubart conducts with soaring moments of joy and dramatic fanfare. Verdi Requiem is one of the most treasured choral works of all time. And they're going to be joined by four celebrated soloists and 120 voices from the Hattiesburg Choral Union. So if you would like a spare tickets, just text in the word CHORAL to 850-437-1620. So just text that in, and you have a chance to win those. Top three stories here for you. Before we get into that, I was talking about this this effort that Poland wants to go ahead and add more troops. They want to add more troops to Poland. They want U.S. to add more troops, I'm talking about. And they want us to have a permanent military base over there and expand the base. And going along with that, there's a lot of people pushing that we need to start expanding or creating bases more in Asia. as the threat of China is developing further. I got a text here. National defense ceases to be defense when we provide military assets, bases, funding on Russia's border. Poland and Ukraine are on Russia's border. This is now an offense, in my opinion. World War III is just one goof up away, apparently desired by those in power. Very much possible. Look, here's the thing. In today's day and age, it's hard to believe that we cannot have a solid national defense without having to have, like we shouldn't need all these foreign bases anymore. We spend billions and billions and billions a year on all these foreign bases. And we have the technology now. I mean, look at what North Korea is doing. They don't have the ability to have bases all over the place. So they instead are trying to test long-range missiles. Are you telling me that we don't have that capability? I don't believe it. That we don't have a ways to have bombers and drones and other things like this to be able to protect us. Why don't we have an Iron Dome system here in the United States, by the way? We helped Israel create their Iron Dome system. Why do we not have one for ourselves? Like a true national defense? I don't know. There's just some questions I got. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get into your sports hit. So starting off with Supreme Court is hearing cases that could completely change the internet, at least the way we manage the internet. 145,000 cans of Enfamil Prosobi infant formula have been recalled over a bacterial risk, and President Trump says that everyone running for president should have mental competency tests. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
NCAA men's basketball got a lot of games on television tonight, beginning at 5:30 on FS1. Villanova plays number 16 Xavier. On ESPN at 6 o'clock, number 11 Tennessee plays number 25 Texas A&M. Then on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock, number 9 Baylor plays number 14 Kansas State. The later games at 7:30 on FS1, number 10 Marquette plays number 19 Creighton. At 8 o'clock on ESPN, number 17 Indiana plays Michigan State. At 8 o'clock on ESPN2, Texas Tech plays Oklahoma State. And late games, this was like 10 o'clock at night. Colorado State plays number 22 San Diego State University. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight. Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing Anaheim. And I think that's, the rest of the game, the Florida Panthers are not playing. And then NCAA women's basketball, there's no televised games to let you know about there. We are starting to get into some NCAA baseball. That's starting to get underway as well, but they're all like on SEC Network and ESPN Plus and stuff. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and I'll give you your sports news.
Expect slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. We also have some slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be going into Mobile. Over Mobile Bay, we do have an accident that's backing up I-10 westbound on the bridge. And Lillian Highway in West Pensacola, if you are heading towards 98, this is where Lillian Highway turns into Dog Track Road. Expect some slow-moving traffic. There's some paving getting done with only one lane open. It is showing some slow-moving traffic. Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing nothing to slow you down, and we do have typical afternoon delays on 98. Leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point, you are going to see slow-moving traffic near Gondolier Boulevard. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Some of the sports news going on here, the Carolina Panthers, Frank Reich, new head coach there. He's going to call the offensive plays to start the season, but at some point he will hand off the offensive play calling. Jacques Vaughn struck a multi-year contract extension to remain the Nets head coach. The Bulls have shut down Lonzo Ball for the remainder of the NBA season. He's not played in over a year. Police say freshman Alabama star Brandon Miller delivered a gun that was used in a murder in January. And so they've been investigating him for a little bit. Now that we know more of the details about why, it's because he provided the gun. And Major League Soccer has added a best-of-three series to an expanded playoffs. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. President Trump. And I know there's a lot of you out there who are still big Trump fans. And you know, if you listen to me during the 2020 election cycle, that I was a big supporter of Trump over pretty much any of the Democrats running against him. And also, I thought, I said, look, I was not a supporter of his in 2016, but I think he did a good enough job. He did a better job than I thought he would. He didn't do great in a lot of areas. There was a lot of places where I would have liked to have seen some improvement, particularly like when it came to his ability to bring parties together and get them to see eye to eye. After all, he was supposed to be the great negotiator. Turned out not so much. But now coming into this cycle here, I said the day after the election, when it looked like he was probably going to lose, and I know there's all this, you know, it was stolen, blah, 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 whatever. It shouldn't have been that close in the first place. I knew more Republicans this last election who switched parties and voted Democrat for the first time ever than I've ever known before, and it was because of Trump. They just were done with him, and it didn't even matter about his policies. I was like, but look at this policy. Look at that. Look what he's doing here. Look what he's doing. And they didn't matter. They're like, I don't care. The guy is rude. He's this. He's that. They wanted him gone. And so coming to this cycle, I'm like, we have plenty of other candidates who have just as fantastic leadership skills, conservative ideas, things like this that that are going to run. I don't think there's a need for it. So, but sure enough, he did go ahead and throw his name in the hat. He's going ahead and running again. And he hasn't even, like, I mean, the election wasn't even over in November, the most recent election. The midterm election wasn't even over, and he started attacking Ron DeSantis. Since then, I've been seeing a lot of people on social media going, maybe Trump's just in this for himself. Why is he going after Ron DeSantis this bad? And I was like, yeah, that's how he's always been. Look, he did a good job in his first four years of president. He did a good job, but the guy, like, he has major flaws that, like, you just can't ignore. So now he's ripping on Ron DeSantis again, saying that Florida was great before Ron DeSantis got there. Oh, okay. It says Rick Scott did great. Even Charlie Crist had very good numbers. It was great long before Ron DeSantis, remember he calls him DeSanctimonious, got there. He says, people are fleeing from New York and Florida and other places because of high taxes, or Florida to Florida because of high taxes and out-of-control crime, not because of the governor. And then he goes on and says, sunshine and ocean, they're very alluring. So it's true that people have been coming here before Governor DeSantis. That's definitely true. But also what's true is the percentage of people that have come here since he's become governor has increased dramatically. Remember, this is the first time, this past year was the first time ever that Florida had the highest percentage of net migration out of all the states in the union. So it is happening that way. But he continues to do. Here's the thing that hit me earlier when I was reading this comment from President Trump, that his attacks on Ron DeSantis right now come across very Democrat-like, and where it meaning it's not just that he's attacking the person and attacking the character of the person and leadership skills of the person. It's also that there's a little bit of untruth to it, which is what Democrats often do when they go on the attack. And so my first thought was, his recent attacks against Ron DeSantis are sound very Democrat-like. And then my second thought was, he better watch himself, because the last thing he did as president was acted like a Democrat in the way he handled COVID. And I'm sorry for all the Trump fans out there who are still MAGA, you know, MAGA pride and stuff. If you don't believe that statement, you need to go back to it again, because I was living in the thick of it. And I remember when Governor DeSantis reopened up Florida, he called Governor DeSantis. He also called the governor of Georgia and urged them to keep their state shut down. That's what a Democrat would do, not somebody who values freedom and liberty of the people. And so there was things like that I was calling him out on all the time. Like, why is he doing this? That's also why, by the way, I thought he was going to have a cakewalk to win the reelection, because I'm like, what is Biden going to say in order to convince people that he would have done something different, because Trump acted the way a Democrat would have? And so I'm like, the way you finished your term was as a Democrat. That's why the economy tanked. That was a big reason why you end up losing the election. And Now you're campaigning. Your first moves, your first steps as you campaign is to sound like a Democrat in the way you attack conservatives. All right, bro. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You text or call 850-437-1620. Sadly, I must agree with you about Trump. I'm seeing it on social media. People are starting to open up their eyes and go, wait a minute, what's going on with this guy? Why is he doing it like this? Why is he saying what he's saying? It's just, he did a good job in his first 4 years, but I really feel like it's time for the Republican Party to move on from him. There's plenty of other leaders who will do just as good of a job as what he did in the first 4 years. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, so stick around for that. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Next hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to basically every basketball game in the Sun Belt Conference tournament, which starts Tuesday. So we're giving away books, so two books, which is a ticket to every game. So stay tuned for that next hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Here's a text. So about why people move to Florida. I'm in the construction industry, and I got to talk to many people who are buying new homes. The answer was their governors and their policies on COVID and the restrictions and not being able to go to work and curfews. I'm sure that's not everybody, but I talked to enough people that I believe at least 50 to 75%. That's why they're moving here. Now, I agree. From the people I talked to, it's the same thing. They're moving here because they couldn't take their state's policies pertaining to COVID, and they're afraid if something like that happens again, they don't want to be there. And they saw the way that Florida handled it. You got to remember, even Texas stayed locked down for much longer than Florida did. So they looked at the way Florida handled it. They looked at the way Governor DeSantis talked to the media about it and allowed people to make their own decisions. And that was a major factor to get people to move down here. And by the way, full disclosure, I talked to people who are not just Republicans. I talked to Democrat voters who are saying that's why they moved here. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area. If you are heading into Mobile, there is slow-moving traffic over Mobile Bay on I-10 westbound due to an accident, so just keep that in mind. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect slow-moving traffic on the bridge due to everyday construction, and we do have paving getting done on Lillian Highway with slow-moving traffic in both directions on Lillian Highway where it meets 98. This is where Lillian Highway turns into Dog Track Road. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. That's a traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford of the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Bobby, the FDA is reviewing Pfizer's vaccine that protects infants against RSV and could make a decision to clear the shot as soon as August. The single-dose vaccine is given to pregnant women late in pregnancy to trigger antibodies that are passed to the fetus. Ukrainian President Zelensky thanking the U.S. for rallying international support for his country. He says the capital city of Kyiv stands strong and free nearly a year into the invasion. The Supreme Court is considering a lawsuit that could fundamentally change internet law. In Gonzalez versus Google, the case challenges a controversial law that shields websites from being responsible for harmful user-generated content. The case stems from the killing of a college exchange student by an Islamic State gunman in Paris back in 2015. The plaintiffs claim YouTube, which is owned by Google, acted as a recruiting platform for the group by recommending Islamic State-related content. Finally, it's been 12 straight months of decline for existing home sales. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes fell 0.7% in December to its weakest rate in a decade. Bobby?
All right, there you go. Well, it needs to slow down a little bit.
Agreed.
Speaking of people moving here from other states, it's happened in other places too. I saw this on Friday, so I looked it back up. The governor of Utah told Californians that they need to stay in California. He said, I guess they've been moving to Utah and is besetting the state with problems, including housing problems and water shortages. Mm-hmm. Well, we see the same thing happen in Las Vegas and even here in Florida now. A lot of our housing spikes in our prices happen because of Californians moving here. I saw this here. Do you ever wonder what the most popular, like you see these people with tattoos and have different languages on their arms or legs, whatever it might be. Somebody did some research, and they found the top language that is tattooed on people is Japanese, followed by Chinese, then Arabic, Latin, Korean, Greek, French, Spanish, Italian, and then finally coming in at number 10 is English. That's all right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
A 24-year-old Florida woman. Yeah, that's right. That's a Florida woman story for you here. She went through a McDonald's drive-thru last Thursday. She wanted to get a free cookie, which was being offered through a loyalty program. But they didn't give it to her. She became enraged, started yelling, and pulled a gun out, began loading it, and started waving it around. Say what? The workers finally gave her the cookie, said it was a mistake. She was still angry. She pulled into the parking space, stormed to the door. Employees called 911, tried to lock the door. She was able to force her way inside. There was a scuffle. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. But, pulling out a gun, getting all angry because you didn't get a free cookie? That's a privileged 24-year-old right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.